Speedonomics, fast food costs soar, McChicken up 199%, Frosty up 111%, Taco Bell burrito up 132%. By Wendell Hussebo on May 22, 2024. Fast food is no longer healthy for your wallet. Common fast food favorites increased in price under President Joe Biden's so-called Bidenomics. Fast food inflation has a disparate impact across racial and ethnic groups due to different levels of fast food consumption. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, 42.4% of non-Hispanic Black adults consume fast food, compared with 37.6% of non-Hispanic White adults, 35.5% of Hispanic adults, and 30.6% of Asian adults. The higher price tag of popular foods may be creating political problems for Biden. 30% of Black men and 11% of Black women intend to vote for former President Donald Trump. A Wall Street Journal poll found a dramatic increase from 2020. Popeyes, Taco Bell, and Chipotle raised prices by at least 75%, according to the Food Institute. Popeyes regular mashed potatoes and gravy, plus 134%. Taco Bell's beefy five-layer burrito, plus 132%. Wendy's small frosty, plus 111%. Taco Bell Chalupa Supreme, plus 110%. Burger King small icy, plus 101%. Taco Bell cheesy gordita crunch, plus 100%. McDonald's McChicken, plus 199%. Prices in nearly 500 California Chipotle restaurants spiked from 6% to 7% during just the first week of April, the journal reported. Chick-fil-A raised prices by 10.6% between mid-February and mid-April, Gordon Haskett Research Advisors estimated, along with Starbucks by 7.8% and Shake Shack by 7.7%. Biden blames inflation on Trump, falsely claiming twice in May that it was 9% when he took office. "No precedents have the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation," Biden told CNN's Aaron Burnett. "It was 9% when I came into office, 9%. There's corporate greed going on out there, and it's got to be dealt with," Biden blamed small and large businesses. Corporate price gouging is the Biden administration's latest narrative to displace the responsibility of soaring costs. Biden's top economic priorities are fighting inflation and lowering costs for the American people, White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates recently claimed. Standing up to corporate price gouging is at the core of that fight. A majority of voters, 51%, believe their financial position is worse off under Biden's economic policies, a Financial Times/Michigan Ross poll recently showed. The poll also found damaging results for Biden's re-election chances. Only 28% of voters said Biden's economy helped their financial situation. 71% said economic conditions are negative. 80% said soaring prices are one of their biggest challenges. The poll results, which come less than 6 months before November's presidential election, suggest voters are still blaming Biden for high consumer prices such as those for petrol and food, The Times analyzed. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.